What's next for the Venezuelan economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. And global oil markets are not showing much reaction to the death of the leader of Venezuela, which has the world's second largest oil reserves. Hugo Chavez died yesterday at the age of 58. And for more on what his death means for Venezuela, let's bring in the BBC's Irene Caselli, who is in Caracas. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, what's the reaction been so far in Venezuela?
Well, so far there's been a very strong reaction by people in the street overnight. They were gathering around the military hospital where the president had died, and also in downtown Caracas, people were hugging and they were crying. Some people I spoke to, they said that they felt like they lost a father. They felt that now, after having been with Chavez for 14 years as a president, they felt that they were proud of being Venezuelan. And they were part of one large family.
What's happened to the economy under Hugo Chavez in Venezuela?
Just like everything else that has to do with Hugo Chavez, there's a lot of controversy about it. What we can definitely say is that there has been a greater distribution of cash to the poor, while at the same time, several economic indicators are not doing quite so great. The country has a very, very high inflation. It's one of the highest in Latin America. And at the same time, there's also a very strong black market.
Well, so do people feel like things are going to get better now? Do we have any sense of where the country goes next economically?
Well, actually, even economically, this is a very tough time coming up for Venezuela right now, because many observers believe that at least with his charisma and with the love that people felt for him, Hugo Chavez was capable of keeping certain things under control. We can definitely say that Nicolas Maduro, who's most likely going to be take over from him after elections are held, is going to be faced with quite tough decisions.
The BBC's Irene Caselli in Caracas, Venezuela, for us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.